resume your seats, please. There are a few things for us to discuss. First of all, the Convention Committee have had to make some very difficult decisions. And we regret that not all the decisions we made have satisfied everyone. Our desire certainly is to facilitate, with the blessings that have been given to us, a convention which will meet the spiritual needs of as many as possible. But we realise that not everyone can be completely satisfied. However, what we do like to do is to say that we acknowledge how greatly God has blessed us all here. We think of the fact that His Holy Spirit has motivated each one of us to come. He has provided us with the health and strength to come. He has provided us with the finances necessary to come. He has provided us with safe travel to come. He has provided us with the cooperation of Camp Wilkin, who very kindly and warmly welcome us here. And that is a blessing from the Lord as well. And indeed, each and every one of us, just by being here, as Ray has just been telling us, is of immense spiritual benefit to everyone else. And so what we say as a convention committee, that all the praise and all the thanks be given to our Heavenly Father. And now to some more mechanical things. I mentioned the good graces of Camp Wilkin in having us here. Unfortunately, at this stage, they are unable to give us firm dates for next year. We can't find any other venue which would be suitable. However, Camp Wilkin have given priority to some of their very long-standing clients. What they have done is guarantee us the same length of time as we had this year. But at this stage, they can't tell us exactly when it will be. The weekend before Australia Day, the few days before and including Australia Day, or the weekend after Australia Day. Next year, of course, Australia Day falls on Thursday. And they will advise us as soon as they are able, hopefully, they said, by the end of next week, of our firm dates. We will get those dates out to you as soon as possible because we realise that there are great advantages in booking travel and so on very early. Before next year, of course, I just want to make announcements about messages. The Convention Committee have agonised over this many times. As I said, we want to provide a program which provides the greatest spiritual benefit to everyone. But we only have a certain number of hours, really. And so we decided, not just this year, but in previous years as well, to have the message board available where people can go and peruse the messages and think about those who sent messages and reflect upon them rather than just have a procession here to the front giving messages. We are aware that many brethren, though, would like to be able to come forward and present messages personally. And we appreciate that. We don't know precisely which way to go. We've made a decision in days gone by. What we are offering you now is the opportunity for you to write to the Berean Bible Institute, putting forward spiritual arguments why you think people should come to the front and personally deliver messages. Maybe we haven't realised all the benefits. Please tell us and as the committee, we will try to accommodate your wishes. Having said that, though, there are a fair few messages we have received during the convention, and that is a disadvantage as well. Have we had a session on the first day for messages received, as has been done in days gone by, the messages that come in during the convention, do we have a second session at the end to add those on? What to do about the program? However, some of these messages have come to us during the convention. I'll just read out the names only. Nikolai and Rebecca Grudzian from America or Canada. Ludmilla Grudzian from Scotland. Ken Finetz has placed a list on the board out there of several brethren, which you can go and read. Don and Michael Ostapovich, who unfortunately couldn't be here. Irene and Betty Webb in England. Gavin and Rowena Liebeck in Perth. The Adelaide class. A brother I don't know, or a sister. Daniel somebody in Canada. Daniel Sarkowski. Okay. Anne Marlow. Nancy Geelan. And someone else from New Zealand. Emmanuel's another, is it? Okay. A message from the Gold Coast. And so it goes on. So you see, we want to provide the best we can in the time we have available. Please let us know any reasons you have why we should have people coming forward and delivering them personally. Oh, I forgot to mention Linda Garrett Cross as well, also sent her greetings to the convention. Regarding future meetings, as we know, we're privileged to have brother and sister Finette here from America, or actually Canada, I suppose, strictly speaking. There are some meetings planned with them to which everyone is invited. This coming Wednesday night, that's tomorrow night, at 7:30 in the Polish Prayer Hall, there'll be an address by Brother Finetz. Next Sunday at 10 o'clock, the same venue, two meetings. The first meeting will be a discourse. The second meeting will be Hymns We Love session. 10 o'clock at the Polish Prayer Hall in Blackburn, Victoria. Wednesday week, that's not tomorrow, but a week hence, another meeting at 7:30, also in the Polish Prayer Hall. As well as that, there was a meeting on Friday night at the same venue for youth only. There's been no actual geological age attached to that qualification, just youth, all right? Youth only, Friday night, 7:30. We're getting through the list here. Correct. Okay. And now we did say, I mentioned to you this morning about message to the brethren, and I said, you know, can you give us some thought? A message that you can take from the convention to those with whom you meet, wherever you meet, to convey to them the spirit of the convention. Are there any suggestions of a verse or a verse of scripture that you'd like to send from the convention as a whole? We do have a suggestion, and that is that we send the words of our second study, which was 1 John chapter 3 and verses 1 to 3. That's been given as a suggestion. It's on the screen now. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. And we thought that was a very appropriate message to take. That's very, very true, we feel. That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. And we thought that might be a suitable summary of the convention. Are there any other suggestions? Yes, Brother Henry. Very well. Any other comments? Yes, Henry? Thank you. Any other discussion? Very well. Then we'd like you to take those verses with you, bearing in mind that sons of God, is a children of God. There's no separation or distinction on the basis of gender. Yes? So you're saying
sons.
Well, there are two views. Okay, fine. Thank you. All right. Well, those of you who wish to convey it as sons only, then that's your prerogative. If you wish to say children, that's your prerogative also. Yes, listen here. Thank you. Well, the point's been made, and it's up to the brethren to convey it as they wish. We'll now have our closing hymn, but just before we do, just two last messages. First of all, the young people, can you please ensure that all of the equipment outside that you've been using has been returned to its proper storage place? And secondly, or lastly, please return your name tag. It saves Dawn hours and hours. The box is on the table just outside the door. Please return your name tag, okay? Then let's stand and sing our closing hymn, hymn number 218.
Father, and our dearest Heavenly Father, we are standing before your throne. We have a privilege to say many thanks for you only in the name of our Redeemer and Savior Jesus Christ. We would like to say many thanks for those days we spended by your feet. Heavenly Father, we prayed before to come safely for us and for the brethren, and you provided us the safety coming. Now we will go home. We are praying for the protection for every brother and sister going home. We would like to say many things, many thanks that you, by your power, gathered so many brethren. We are very thankful for the brethren that gave spiritual food. We are thankful for the food what we eat daily, for the bread. We are thankful for the sun. We are very thankful for the rain. We are thankful mostly for your Son, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we are asking now, keep us under your protection. And for those days, we are so thankful. We are spiritually so refreshed. We are asking to forgive us our trespasses. Keep the brethren that are sick, lying in the beds, in the hospitals. Some of them we know, some of them we don't know. We pray for them too. We are praying for your protection on their way. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.